This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea says the two Koreas have restored a stalled communication channel after hiatus in a small reconciliation step. The restoration of an inter-Korean hotline came 3 days after North Korea said it had test-fired a newly developed anti-aircraft missile in the fourth round of weaponed firings in recent weeks. Seoul's Unification Ministry says the liaison officials from the two Koreas exchanged messages over a cross-border communication channel on Monday morning. North Korea resumed missile tests in September after 6 months of, but still offered conditional talks with Seoul in what some experts say is an attempt to extract outside concessions. Hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have all been hiding their investments in mansions, exclusive beachfront property, yachts, and other assets for the past quarter century. That is according to a review of nearly 12 million files obtained from 14 firms located from around the world. The report, released on Sunday by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, involves 600 journalists from 150 media outlets in 117 countries. It is being dubbed the Pandora Papers because the findings shed light on the previously hidden dealings of the elite and the corrupt, and how they have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. Again, they're saying that hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have been hiding their investments in the mansions, exclusive beachfront properties, yachts, and other assets. That's according to a review of nearly 12 million files obtained from 14 firms from around the world. More at